The revolution definitely happened, but was it good or bad? From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. The Wall Street Journal ran competing articles on March 24th offering opposite answers to the question, has the sexual revolution been good for women? Ann Patchett answered yes and added that it's too late to change it even if you don't like the results. Mary Eberstadt said no and claimed that the so-called successes of the revolution are actually myths when you evaluate the evidence. So has it been good or bad? Well, we've linked to the articles at thepointradio.org so you can read them. But I will say that Patchett is strangely selective in her article. She claims that because the birth control pill was good for women in giving them sexual freedom, and since the sexual revolution was, excuse the pun, the offspring of the pill, the sexual revolution has clearly been good for women. But she then wishes that culture and men would stop devaluing women as mere sexual objects. But where does she think that came from? I'll tell you tomorrow, right here on The Point. For thepointradio.org, I'm John Stone Street.